This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats attempt to ram a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package down the throats of American taxpayers, Republicans are demanding a full 600-page bill reading and painful multi-hour voterama. The procedural war is aimed at forcing Democrats to defend several parts the GOP considers unnecessary and partisan. While the process won't substantially impact the final version of the bill, it'll provide plenty of TV ammunition for future campaign messaging. While the U.S. Capitol continues to look like a war zone, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security predict violent domestic extremist attacks will rise in 2021. Without providing any evidence beyond hearsay, the joint report says extremists have discussed plans to take control of the Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers as of today, March 4th. Because of this, the House sent everyone home today. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Walt Disney Company plans to close more than 60 of its North America Disney stores, eliminating roughly 20% of its global presence as it focuses more on e-commerce. The company has about 300 Disney stores now, a number that has shrunk dramatically over the years. Hurting Americans need financial help. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports on the relief package.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House.
Nothing will be heard today as members were sent home because of threats. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that the scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up.
My boy broke you.
If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud.
A good rule to follow, if you did not initiate the phone call, assume it's a scam. Third time's a charm, unless you're a rocket ship. Growing pains continue at the SpaceX program in South Texas near the Mexico border. An SN-10 SpaceX rocket soared into the sky in a high-altitude test on Wednesday, then flew itself back to Earth and maneuvered into its first successful upright landing.
About 8 minutes later, it blew itself up into pieces, lurching into the air and crashing back down to the ground. The first orbital Starship is planned for year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's...
Well, good morning, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, all our interviews are right there. Download them absolutely free. It's our gift to you because we're givers. And happy to make that available to you. These great experts that we bring on. If you notice, I mean, doctors, PhDs, I mean, right on down the line, I mean, highly qualified individuals on topics. There's a lot of opinion out there, but we really try to bring and work hard to bring you the truth based on a biblical worldview and get the experts, the people that know firsthand as to what's going on, as opposed to what we're finding out these days, whether it's, via your cell phones and relying on social media as your news source. We want to be the source of factual evidence and reporting for you. So thank you for being with us, and thank you for participating, because this was how it works. Craig Dennison joins us now. He is the CEO of First 15. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, hey, I love your website. I love what you're doing, First 15. You can experience God. Before we get on topic and talk a little bit more, but I want to talk about your ministry and what First 15 is all about.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, my life radically transformed at a low point by finding and keeping a consistent time alone with God. Mm-hmm. So back in 2016, I had this opportunity to create this platform that I think guides and help other people kind of close the gap between the desire to experience God and seeing that desire come to fruition every day.
Hey, Craig, Craig, let me interrupt you for a second, only because we're getting a lot of bounce on your line here right now. I'm going to have our studio reconnect with you, because what you're talking about is so important, and I want to make sure our audience doesn't miss anything. So we're going to disconnect and reconnect, and if we can find a landline or find a place where you can be more stable with the connection, what you have to share is so important. So let's do what we have to do. So as Brad is making that happen, we'll reconnect, because this is a life-changing deal, and we want to make sure we hear the story, because this is what we're hearing more and more, and particularly these days, is people are realizing, as they are intentional about their relationship with God, that first principles, like what we've been talking about in the recent weeks. And when you realize that the first principles has to do with your relationship with God. I mean, He is the one that created you, and you want to be able to go like anything that you have in your life. If you want to find out how it works, you use the owner's manual, right? That's what one of my old biblical teachers, Miles Monroe, taught us to do. You go to the operating manual. The operating manual for us as humanoids is the Bible, God's Word. He tells you all about you, it's amazing, Craig, that even still people ask that question. Who am I and what am I here for? Well, if you're asking that question, it's obvious that you have not spent any time in the Word of God, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, God's word says a lot about the intention for which we were created. And I think the powerful principle in all that is not that God has given us his word, but he's here with us now. You know, scripture says, as believers, that God is in us. In 1 Corinthians, it says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I feel like God has done everything he could to make himself available and to be able to guide us down this pathway of intention to be able to experience the fullness of the life that Jesus lived and died and resurrected to give us.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, even in the Old Testament, as you read about God and you understand his character, you know, he doesn't deal in the theoretical. I mean, everything is very precise, isn't it? I mean, it's like, oh, well, I think, you know, I think I need a Craig guy. Let's get a Craig Dennison guy in here. And what do you think, guys? Do you think we, you know, like he sits around with the angels and says, what do you think? What should he do? You know, should we make him a CEO? You know, what's your idea? I mean, that's not the way it happens. God is very specific and intentional. And if we are made in the image of God, shouldn't we follow his lead with such intention?
Yeah, you know, I think there is a huge opportunity there. We live in such a distracted society. I find myself so distracted so often. And I think a lot of what it looks like to live an intentional life is not only creating a plan. That's what we hope this book, Living Intentionally, does, is help people create a unique plan for their own lives of how they can weave their purpose and passion into every moment. But also helps us create a plan for how we're going to try to eliminate as many boundaries and barriers and distractions as possible so that nothing holds us back from being able to run this race that God has given us to run.
Well, exactly, because as soon as you decide that you're going to follow God and you are going to live intentionally, you're going to get attacked. I mean, we see time and again with the Bible. I mean, here it is, you know, Peter's having a conversation with Jesus, and Jesus says, hey, who do you say, you know, who are people saying I am? And Peter says, well, you're the Messiah, you're Jesus Christ, you're the Son of God. And Jesus tells him, says, hey, look, it, I know mere man didn't tell you that. You got that information from God himself. And because you declared who I am, I'm going to tell you who you are. So what happens after God tells him who he is? Next thing you know, he's doing the very thing that he said he wasn't going to do. You know, he disclaims Christ, he abandons him, you know, and, you know, rejects him three times, you know. So, you know, this is part of the process. God knows that this is going to happen. And we only say this because, you know, not to be discouraged, but to know what is going to happen. And this is what's in God's word. And he tells you what's going to happen, that once you make a declaration, it's not going to be easy peasy. You are going to have to work this out, and it's going to be a process. But the thing is that we can count on, and I realize you realize this, Craig, is that God's never changing. He's still the same. He is still intentional about Craig Dennison. He hasn't given up the ship. He hasn't rejected you. He hasn't put you on timeout. You know, like somebody said once about Peter, said that if Peter was in the modern church today, he'd still be on timeout, you know, for rejecting Jesus. But that's not the way God operates, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the best and most powerful principles that God gives us in our experience of him and in the scripture is that he's a God of grace. Mm-hmm. And it can be really tough. You know, we live this in this world that is telling us every single day, inundating us with what matters most and what our life is supposed to be about and what it wants from us. And God, it kind of quietly invites us into a whole new way of living. And there's this great opportunity there, but I think he knows that we're not going to be able to accept that invitation perfectly. And no matter what, even if we have days that we fail to accept that invitation, whether it's to live, you know, without sin, or whether it's to spend meaningful time alone with him, or to be able to engage in the purpose for which he's called us, he's right there the next day. He doesn't have anger in his heart towards us, but instead he's just excited to get to be with us again and to work with us again and to give us another shot, another invitation, another opportunity to be able to fulfill this purpose in our lives.
His mercies are new every morning, we realize. And that's the big lie from the pit of hell, perfection. You know, we don't have to be perfect because he's perfect. Okay, and that's what you can count on. But if you're driven by perfection, you're going to miss the mark. You are not going to live on intention. You're not going to live to the highest ideal here in this earthly plane by the grace of God. It's going to be a constant struggle, isn't it?
Absolutely. absolutely. Yeah, I think, and oftentimes when I seek to do something perfectly, I start to do things in my own strength.
Yes,
I'm striving, exactly. Right? I'm striving for a goal that's unattainable. And as opposed, the other invitation is actually to recognize that self-sufficiency is spiritual suicide.
Yeah.
So none of us were meant to do life on our own, and God doesn't expect perfection of us. Instead, what he's actually about most, more so than perfection, is about relationship. And what he wants is simply to be with us. He doesn't send us out away for him to go and accomplish something for him. Instead, he says, come and labor with me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I've made you for something unique and powerful, and I'm going to be with you every single step of the way.
Exactly. You can tell Craig has lived this out a little bit. Just listen to what he says. This is real life experience and hopefully encouragement for you who decide to live intentionally. Stay with us. We've got more from Craig after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Values, faith,
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me ask you, when it comes to life, do you want life to happen to you or the other way around? Would you much rather happen to life? Well, this new book, Living Intentionally, from Craig Dennison. He is the first 15 CEO, and we're here to talk about developing a personal rule for life that you want to live. Craig, let's talk about this book. Congratulations on it, by the way. You know, this is this is from your heart and soul, I can tell. I mean, this is you being wide open and vulnerable, sharing with the readers, you know, what it was, you know, your life and the transformation that you went through when you decided and you got revelation that, hey, there's a better way to live.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a birth book from personal experience and struggle, where really in the last year and a half, I realized, as you know, with the pandemic, so many of my opportunities for busyness were removed from me, that I still had the same almost insatiable desire to busy myself and distract myself. And there was some core issue that wasn't getting solved even as travel went away and in-person meetings went away. And that's when I realized, wow, I think unless I sit down and create a plan to be able to live intentionally, life really is just going to keep happening to me, and I'm going to keep responding to the desires of everyone else around me, what they want from me, as opposed to sitting down and creating a system where I can really every single day weave my purpose and passion into every decision, every aspect of my life, and in every moment.
People don't realize, you know, how freeing and liberating that is when you're able to come to that point in life and take control of your time and your life. I know when I went through that experience, I was the same way as what you were going through, Craig. I was on the hamster wheel of life. I just kept going as hard as I could. It was a wonder I didn't burn myself out by the grace of God. But, you know, finally God got a hold of me and said, look, there's a better way here, son. And I listened, and boy, it was life-changing. And this is what you're offering here for Rule for Life. So break it down for our audience.
Yeah, you know, the system that I found mine was so similar, and really what's convicting me for me is my boys are 4 and 2, and my 4-year-old kind of pulling me down to the ground and saying, Daddy, will you please just sit and play with me? And realizing how little I was doing that, and how busy I was doing so much for God's kingdom that I didn't even have time to sit and play with my 4-year-old. And what I discovered that was a new way for me is really an old way, I think, as so many things are. And I found this idea called a rule of life that St. Benedict popularized back in the 4th century, and believers have been practicing for centuries. Even back then, they needed a system for intentionality. They could even busy themselves in the 4th century, and I think that's convicting, and it can even be exciting for us today to recognize that. And so I found that there's this idea that if we can create a set of disciplines for the various facets of our life, discover those areas of our life, whether it's our spirituality or our relationships or our finances or work, or I put in this book media consumption as a facet of this, you know, how do we sit down and create a system that helps us understand what we really want out of all of those areas? What do we want our spirituality to look like? What practices can we put into our spirituality to see that come to fruition? Same thing for relationships, same thing for work and activity and our finances and for media. And I found that as I sat down and created what was really a pretty simple plan of what I wished out of life, that I was able to go into every day with this plan and not let it constrict me, but actually free me to be able to live my life towards the goals that I really want most.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, a little bit of order, and especially when it's well-founded and spiritually based, it is amazing, you know, just how liberating that is. And so I'm glad to hear you speak of it in those terms. Okay, so the rule for life. So what do? You've got these quadrants or these categories: spirituality, your health, relationships, media consumption, which is very appropriate in today's environment because there's so much media consumption going on. I think Barna reported here recently that the kids are spending, you know, at least 5 hours in media consumption just on their cell phones. And my question, my follow-up question was, what about when they get home and they're in front of the boob tube? Did you calculate that? Well, they didn't quite calculate that, but even still, you only know it's going to go that much further because it's been estimated in some other studies anywhere from 7 to 9 hours a day. It's like, if you're spending 7 to 9 hours in front of a screen, you know, when do you have time to eat or sleep or, you know, do anything else of any kind of quality?
Oh, it's so true. Specifically with media consumption, I think it's there's more and more research coming out all the time that these companies are really good at addicting us to their platforms.
Right.
So they can sell our attention to the highest bidder for advertising. And it really is something that we need to be really careful about and at least be really aware of and do our own research so that we can create intention with how we consume these media platforms because they're so good at it. I made the decision myself as a part of my rule of life to get off of social media entirely. Yeah. And I can't tell you, I did that a few years ago. I can't tell you how freeing that has been for my mental space and my overall well-being because I just wasn't better than they were at their own game. I couldn't win every day. They were beating me every single day. Whoever was pulling the levers, vying for my attention, they were winning every single time. And so as we create a system for intentionality, maybe it's something like that, or maybe it's just a time limit every day of what media consumption looks like. I find that that can really help you be able to buy back time and space and energy and mental capacity to do other things that you want to accomplish in the day as well.
Well, you make a good point of this too, Craig, and that is that here you are. You sell your attention for nothing. They're making a ton of money, and they just keep you pretty well beholden to the process because they make it convenient. They hook you in, and they're out there, you know, selling your eyeballs, your mind, your consumption to the highest bidder, and you get bupkis. You get bupkis and you get looked at and investigated. You know, there's something all wrong about this whole deal. So anyway, that editorial comment, we'll set that aside. But the actual process itself, what does this look like, Craig?
Yeah, you know, I think the goal of this book is that it's some thoughts and some research around these really important facets of life, but that really the goal of this book is that there's about half of it that really is guided questions for you to process and think and pray, because I don't want you to walk away from this book and adopt Craig's rule of life for yourself. My life is not like your life. My unique calling is not your unique calling. And so the goal is to kind of have these heart-stirring comments or thoughts or research and then sit down and really process through these series of questions to help you discover for yourself what's working out of your – all of us have a rule of life right now. All of us are making decisions and taking action steps every single day. The point is just that all those decisions and action steps might not be intentional. So the opportunity is to create a more intentional rule of life where you can kind of assess what are you already doing that's working? What are you doing that's not working through some self-reflection and prayer? And then make some decisions inside of this book through some processing space of what you really want your life to look like.
Exactly. How does it support
those decisions together? Yeah.
Exactly. How does it support the end game here? Is it adding or taking away, right?
Absolutely. You know, too many nights, a lot of the catalyst for me was too many nights looking back through my day and thinking, wow, I did a lot of stuff today, but did any of that really move the needle, you know, for me, for others, or was I just doing a lot of stuff? And my most terrifying verse in scripture, knowing that I'm going to spend eternity with God, is that Jesus says that unless you abide in me, you can do nothing.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean we can't work our fingers to the bone. What it does mean is that unless all of our activity is birthed from that place of abiding connection, it might not bear any meaningful fruit. That sentiment terrifies me in my life so often, I think, shows that exact sentiment. But there's a better way in this opportunity that God not only says those words, but then invites us into this process of discovering our uniqueness and creating a system for intentionality so that we can abide in him and we can almost naturally bear immense fruit for his kingdom.
Yeah. Well, that is so key and interesting that you bring that up, because this is something that that has come, you know, into my orbit once again. And that is, you know, connectivity with Jesus. As he says, you know, he is the vine. And it wasn't like he put it out there just to kind of tease us. I mean, God is very intentional, as you say. That's where it all begins. He's very precise. And there was a reason why he was saying the source of your very being. And the source to answer all the questions of life, to deal with the frustrations that life will come, you have a choice. You can be on the vine or without the vine. And we've all been without the vine and no bueno, okay? So it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. But if we're intentional to stay connected to the vine, as God told Cain in that faithful conversation, that his advice echoes through the millennia. If you do right, will it not go well for you? Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Craig Dennison, you are a blessing. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on the show. Congratulations on the book. I know it's going to bless so many. How can people be in touch?
Thanks, Bill. You can go to first15.org. That's first15.org. From there, you can order your copy of Living.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats attempt to ram a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package down the throats of American taxpayers, Republicans are demanding a full 600-page bill reading and painful multi-hour voterama. The procedural war is aimed at forcing Democrats to defend several parts the GOP considers unnecessary and partisan. While the process won't substantially impact the final version of the bill, it'll provide plenty of TV ammunition for future campaign messaging. While the U.S. Capitol continues to look like a war zone, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security predict violent domestic extremist attacks will rise in 2021. Without providing any evidence beyond hearsay, the joint report says extremists have discussed plans to take control of the Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers as of today, March 4th. Because of this, the House sent everyone home today. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Lou Euler with us. Yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. It's good to be with you as usual.
Well, exactly. Well, we always appreciate this time together, you know, to catch up on what's going on. The state is, boy, I'll tell you, the pressure for Newsom is coming on. I think you're approximating those 2 million signatures, you know, which I think is quite ironic, you know, because here, after everything we went through with the election and people not paying much attention to signatures when it came to voting, but somehow when it comes to, you know, recalling a governor, we're going to make sure those signatures match, right?
That's right. That's right. You bet.
Well, it is rich with irony, no doubt. But, you know, you've got till the 17th, I guess, to collect. The goal is, you know, for the committee to collect 2 million. I think they're about 1.7, 1.8.
It looks good for the collection of the signatures and the validation of those signatures. But, you know, the irony is exactly what you're saying. In the election, you know, we had so many phony addresses and voters and double voting and all kinds of things. But when it comes to trying to oust a Democrat liberal governor in California, by God, they're going to make sure every single one of those signatures is from a registered voter and it's accurate.
Exactly. And Lou, you know, again, part of the irony here was Judicial Watch put pressure on California, got them to admit that there were something like at least 3 million names that needed to be taken off the rolls there. And they reluctantly admitted to 1.5, but I don't know that they ever omitted those names for the 2020 election. As we know, the wheels of bureaucracy, especially when they're tainted, can get mired and kind of sticky, and they move rather slow.
That's right. That's right. When it's in the interest of the bureaucrats who are controlling the system, you bet.
Well, we talked with State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley the other day, and he's kind of been a bit of a pain for Newsom because he's been calling him out. As you recall, he went to court and challenged these draconian unilateral edicts that were being thrown down upon the minions of California, and a judge agreed that the governor had overstepped his bounds. But that doesn't stop progressives. They just keep progressing. The fact that they do something that's illegal, it's like they have no shame.
Yes, and they've been held to task on closing churches that have wanted to remain open in direct conflict of the First Amendment guarantees for freedom of religion, freedom of expression, etc. The Democrat leadership has no respect for constitutional principles or for the law regarding elections. And I'll tell you, H.R. 1 that they're promoting now is probably the most outrageous destruction of voting regularity we could possibly adopt. And we must stop it in its tracks in the Congress.
Well, I really put this on Congress because it should be their responsibility, and if not secondarily, I would think the individual states to take a stand. And some are doing this now to protect election integrity, but we need to do this on a larger number to where they're all in supporting the Constitution, supporting free and fair elections, not allowing these outside agents to come in at the last minute, put pressure on these election officials in the various states, or to find Democratic, friendly states that they can manipulate and get them to do their bidding. Because, what are we coming down to, Lou? I mean, if they're going to cheat, Republicans are going to cheat. We're all going to cheat. Is this the kind of America that we have to look forward to?
No, you put your finger on what is really wrong that we've seen throughout this last couple of years. And this is a violation of common sense order of America, common sense application of the rule of law, control over riots and rioters and the smashing of windows and the breaking of property and the shooting of people. This is not the America we have known, and this is not the America we should continue to tolerate. And when it's done in conjunction with overspending, like the $1.9 trillion bill that is pending before Congress, and in the face of H.R. 1 to destroy the integrity of our voting system. You know that we've gone over the top. We must gather our guts up, stand up, be like the founders of our nation, be intolerant for this kind of nonsense. That's the direction we need for America.
Well, we got here because we were tolerant. That, to your point, exactly, Lou. And that age, that era has to end because they know no end because they have no scruples. There's no morality. There's no connection to the U.S. Constitution. They don't want to honor this, even though they put their hand on the Bible when they're sworn in to take office to say that they were, you know, they will do everything they can to defend and protect its citizens and the Constitution. And yet, it's as if their fingers are crossed behind their back, because then they go in their individual caucuses and they're conniving to come up with ways to neuter the Constitution. I mean, a simple thing like the First Amendment. I've insisted, Lou, without the First Amendment, liberty falls. We have no government at this point, and it's being challenged in all forces. But, you know, to your exact point, if we're not going to have the courage, you know, to keep on standing for that which is right and morally just, then the foundations of our country will implode on themselves.
That is right. And, you know, let's face it. Our nation was founded as a reaction to overbearing government and government officials that stamped on religious freedom of the people. And we created this new nation with a Constitution and Declaration of Independence that are absolutely clear about a common sense private nation with private capital and a government that's small, and keeping it that way is exactly what this nation must do now. And so we can start with a $1.5 trillion bill that is pending now.
Yeah, 1.9. Yeah, exactly.
Well, most of it is being allocated to a bunch of local and state governments that have been so badly managed and badly run that they have to steal from the taxpayers in the states whose leaders have done things properly.
Yeah, they're asking the people to pay for their incompetency and mismanagement of their own state. That is rather disgusting. Hey, look, they know no bounds. This is what they do. They've gotten away with it time and time again. They may get away with it this time, too. But look, the eyes of America must be open, because this is, you know, there's no hiding this. I mean, this is quite obvious. This is who you elected into office in these blue states. And I got to think that, you know, the expiration date on these blue state governors are going to be coming up. They're going to be like, you know, turkeys in the oven with their buttons, popping out, because they're well done and overdone at this point, as far as I'm concerned.
And look what's going on with Cuomo. I mean,
yes,
the president delivered the great white ship with 1,000 beds that sat empty on the Hudson River, while he filled old people's homes with COVID-19 cases and killed more old people than any other state in the union. This is a tragedy driven by politics, and Cuomo ought to be taken out of there by his people.
Well, to be continued. Lou Euler, he is the president and founder of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how can people get activated and be part of the solution?
Come to limittaxes.org and join us and make America great again.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
That is, especially these days with the cancel culture and all the bullies flying around. Hey, but all it does, all it takes is people who lack courage to allow the bullies to take over. But I think the bullies are going to be in for a rude awakening, because this is the land of the free and home of the brave, and we're not going to give up things that easily, are we? Hey, good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Greg Smalley joins us, so we always have fun. We always have to make sure the wife units are not listening, because, you know, Greg and I are just, we're men type. And it's our perspective, with all due respect, to the wife units. And because we've learned so much about relationships, they teach us so well, don't they? It's a force of its own nature, isn't it, Greg?
It is. It is.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
29 years. Yeah.
Being the man of God that you are, what is it that, you know, Jesus gave us a really interesting code, you know, when you had all these smart aleck religious types going, hey, you know, what happens to this guy? He's married to this woman and he dies and she marries a brother and it's like seven brothers. You know, he goes through and he goes, well, you guys haven't read scripture. You know, when you get to heaven, there's not going to be any marrying. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, God, for all that you gave us here on earth, dealing with marriage and all that, we get to heaven, and I guess that's part of heaven, is there's no marriage? I mean, what's up with that?
I know. Very confusing. Yeah. For everything that we go through and all the work that we, and all the training that takes place,
yes,
you'd think that we'd be now ready to go for eternity as husband and wife. but not.
Yeah, that everything in heaven, marriage would be perfect. It would just all come together. We would be the true complement, one to the other, and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, we get to heaven, and God says, "Hey, no marriage."
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay, so what is it that you know that we don't know, but yet we'll know when we get to heaven?
I know.
Very funny.
Seriously. Yeah, who knows? But God, we trust God's plans, and we'll at least all be together, and we maybe can reminisce about our life together here on earth. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe not. So, which might be a good thing as well. But meanwhile, in the land of the living, here we are. Greg Smalley, by the way, is the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family, as you can tell. We're just trying to figure this out, you know, doing the best we can. And I know our wives, you know, kind of hope that way. I mean, that's what they pray for, is that, oh, gosh, I hope these knuckleheads can figure this out. But the thing about marriage, there's two sides to the coin, right?
There is. Yeah, I think for me, I had a huge epiphany the other day during COVID, quarantine, all this past year, the season. Aaron kind of said, hey, I can't be cooking meals for the entire family, you know, three meals a day. And so I kind of volunteered to help do dinners. And so I've been learning how to cook, getting better and better at it. But what I started noticing is that I would then get up in the morning, kind of rummage through the freezer, you know, pick something, and then worry, when do I have to defrost the meat? When can I run to the store for the missing ingredient? Will the dairy-free and the gluten-free people all enjoy this?
Right.
And one time I asked Aaron, I said, now, so did you, is this what happened to you? Like, would you fret all day long and worry? And she just gave me like the biggest Grinch like smile and just went, like, welcome to my.
Oh, world. Yes, there is such a thing as redemption, right?
Exactly. And Bill, seriously, it hit me and I realized that for all these years, we've been married almost 29 years. So for 28 years of our marriage, I had no idea that that's what was going on for Aaron throughout the day as far as her thinking about dinner. Because I always cook, or I'm sorry, I clean whatever she cook. But it gave me this completely different perspective, and I realized that she had felt alone in that. Mm. And that's one of the biggest things that I think that I'm taking away from COVID is that all starts to loosen up, you know, and as we get out of the house, those kinds of things, back to work. I think what I've started doing is trying to figure out with my wife, okay, what are some other areas maybe that I'm not aware of that you feel alone?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something that I do not want to see. I mean, when people feel lonely, they shut down. You disconnect. You're not getting that type of intimacy that you really want. And so I've been encouraging spouses, be brave, ask, be courageous, ask each other. Where else do you feel lonely within our marriage?
Well, yeah, doesn't that drive you nuts when the women say, well, if you really love me, you'd know?
Right. Which is,
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but that sends me to Mars and back. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, a simple little like, hey, you know, I really would appreciate this. Because the other part of this, Greg, that's happening is that, you know, let's face it. Even though women are very busy and there's this sense of competence and, you know, contribution that they give to the family by cooking and doing the things that they do. And right now, maybe for a season, you know, it's like, okay, fine. But then if you really take over, because this is where I get in trouble, I'll go, okay, fine. Hey, I can do this. And you work it out and you get a system and you get it going. And then all of a sudden they feel now they're lonely in a different way. They're lonely for lack of participation because now you've deprived them of something that really gave them joy, but for a moment they kind of laughed and thought, okay, hey, you get it now, big boy. And you get it to such a degree and you think, okay, I'm really blessing her. I'm really doing this. But then what you've done is you've kind of neutralized her a bit in an area that she was demonstrating competence and getting fulfillment from. So, you know, that's another reason to stay close to your therapist, ladies and gentlemen, because well, you just got to be flexible, right?
It's true. And the point is not that she's either going to cook or not cook, and so we might be taking away something that she enjoys. The point is to recognize, is that a place where she feels lonely, and where else
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a good point.
And then to come alongside, it says to bear each other's burdens, which means to help carry that burden in to where I may be the sous chef. I may be second in command in the kitchen and just do that with Aaron, or I might take the burden away and end up doing the cooking. Either way, the goal is how do we not feel lonely within the marriage, and those are important conversations.
Can we get, I mean, the thing I've been focusing on is let's get back to first principles. And even in marriage, you know, first principles of, you know, that were defined, you know, prior to marriage, maybe in counseling early on in the relationship, when we're in that honeymoon stage where we're laying out the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Yeah.
And sometimes that gets vacated in time. We take things for granted, like you say, and then you have this brilliant moment of epiphany that says, wow, my wife is lonely. I don't want her to be lonely. See, that's the first principle issue. I married you so that we could be together, that we could be a team. I don't want, you know, it grieves me to hear that you feel lonely in this. And like you say, good follow-up. If that's happening here, where else is that happening? You know, where else do we need to review and get back to first principles on all these issues? Because, by the way, you know, speaking of loneliness, is it okay? Can I share with you where I feel lonely?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the goal, because we all crave the connection. We've experienced some connection probably during COVID. But I know that takes intentionality. And that's why for me, that question, where what are some areas in our marriage that you feel lonely, that's made such a big difference. Now, you have to be willing to listen and to not defend, because it's easy for me to go, well, yeah, I feel lonely paying all the bills. I feel lonely whatever, fill in the blank. And if we're willing to ask the question, where do you feel lonely in our marriage? And then just listen. And then you guys can solve that later on. But boy, what an opportunity to care and to go, wow, I had no idea. Boy, that matters to me. Help me understand. Tell me more about that. What does that felt like?
Exactly.
That's the cool opportunity.
Right. Greg, I like the question itself, just the wording. You know, where else do you feel lonely? I mean, because there's something about loneliness. I mean, in asking that kind of question, that keeps, you know, keeps the guard from, you know, not coming up and shutting things down. You're not attacking the other person. You are acknowledging, hey, look, I've noticed this. You know, through my behavior, I see where you might be lonely. I mean, that, I love that question. I think that's a powerful question to ask. And guys, I hope you're taking note. Ladies, the same way. I mean, because this is a two-way street.
Right.
I mean, you don't want your mate to feel lonely. And maybe, I mean, this isn't all just for guys. This is about marriages. We're talking about marriages right now who have been, you know, that have taken a big hit in this era of COVID. Because with it, you know, like anything, if you're not prepared for it, and if you don't have a strong foundation, this is going to rattle your foundation, no doubt, right?
It really will. And again, the goal is not to necessarily, hey, how do we solve? How do I do more around the house? I mean, that could be. I tell you that the real gift is through the question, is this the connection that's created?
Right.
It, which is the opposite of loneliness, is we just listen and care and let that be okay. Aaron has all kinds of roles and tasks and things that she does, and so do I. So the goal isn't to go, hey, how can I eliminate everything my wife's responsible for doing? It's to come alongside her and just acknowledge sometimes as we both do our roles and do our jobs, we just end up feeling lonely. And how do we eliminate that? How do we just care? How do we talk? How do we just, you know, just come alongside each other? If nothing else, just to care about what the other person's experience is, that eliminates the loneliness.
Right. Well, Greg, that's an excellent point. And I agree with you 100% on this, because a lot of times, you know, our mates just want to know that we get it.
Right.
And the hard thing for guys is that, man, if we hear a problem, we're bringing out our tool belt. We got the hammer. We got the saw. We're ready to fix it.
And it's going, right.
Wait a minute. You know, she doesn't want you to fix it. She just wants to know that you understand. Like the prayer of St. Francis, which always haunts me. Oh, God, you know, help me to understand before being understood. It goes a long way, doesn't it? Yeah, there we go. We'll leave it there. Greg Smalley from Focus on the Family, the VP of Marriage. Thank you, Greg.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.